She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Yesterday, I had a friend over, and she asked me to do something. I think it was for this coming Thursday night. And I said, you know what? I really don't like doing things at night because I go to bed around 8:30, and her mouth hit the floor like everybody else I know. But I've got a 10-year-old daughter who likes to wake us up around 5:30 every day. So my sleep is so important to me that I really kind of probably take it too far. But according to health experts, probably not. Right, Lisa and Ron, who are going to talk about creating a wonderful sleep sanctuary.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what it should be, is a sanctuary, because we do need to recuperate from all the exposures and toxins and stress of the day. So for many of us, we're sleeping on a bed of toxins, fungi, and germs, and a lot more. And in fact, the University of Manchester did a study and found the average pillow contains 16 different types of fungi. So we're going to get into that and all the other things hiding and lurking in your pillow and your bedding so that you can sleep more soundly. And we're going to create a sleep sanctuary. So starting with the first tip, you want to replace synthetic fragrance. So if you're using scented candles or air fresheners in this room to create the mood or relax, make sure that you're replacing synthetic fragrances with natural scents. Because certain fragrance chemicals, as we know, they're called endocrine disruptors, these xenohormones or xenoestrogens, that are found in candles and body care and air fresheners, mimic estrogen, and they can literally wreak havoc on our hormones. So if you're cranky when you wake up, blame it on the air freshener. You know, we do spend a third of our life in this bedroom, so it's extremely important that we have healthy air. You know, air fresheners in general contain a lot of carcinogens, cancer-causing chemicals like formaldehyde, B-dichlorobenzene, and the list goes on, fragrant chemicals. So you can make your own. I'll give you a quick recipe that you can take 10 to 15 drops of essential lemon oil and add that to 2 cups of water and then just shake it and spray it in the room. They did a study at Ohio State University and found that lemon oil proved to be a definite mood enhancer. So that's also good for romance. And isn't that great? I never knew lemon, so that's interesting. Moving on to number two, you know, your cotton sheets. Do you sleep on cotton or a cotton blend right now?
Cotton.
Cotton. Okay. Well, if those sheets are not labeled organic, then they've been sprayed with pesticides. 25% of the world's insecticides are actually sprayed on cotton. If you think about it, cotton is a crop, right? And most of us are sleeping on cotton bedding. So add to the fact that you've got pesticides on your sheets, and then anything labeled easy care, no iron, or wrinkle-free, that goes for clothes, too, and draperies, linens, things like that, have been likely treated with formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is a carcinogen. It's what we used in the frog experiment in the science class. You know, we don't want it in our bedding. We don't want to be sleeping on it. But that's literally what they use to keep the fabrics from wrinkling. So my two tips
I have to jump in for a second, Lisa, because my husband bought some jeans, and I was turning the laundry around, and the smell was disgusting. I'm like, what is going on with these jeans?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh gosh, it must be the formaldehyde. But he said, he's pretty well educated, but he said it so casually. I'm like, hon, why did you buy these? I mean, not that he looked for ones that had formaldehyde in them, but I've never smelled it so strong in my life. It was disgusting. I wish I knew which brand I was saying.
Yeah, and that's good that he knew that. You've educated him well. You know, it's meant to stay in there. It's not supposed to wash out. I mean, eventually it does, but the point is to keep the fabric from wrinkling. You said it was in his jeans?
It was in his jeans. Maybe it was something else, but it was really nasty. It was
okay,
really strong.
Yeah, usually it's in like a material that would wrinkle more, but you just never know.
Oh.
And so that's a good tip. You know, there's really great luxury organic linens out there that you don't have to compromise your style. And we really like a company. It's called Boll & Branch. They literally do all certified organic, and they do fair trade. So all their cotton helps workers to be paid, you know, fair wages. So supporting companies like that, too, is just such a great thing to do.
Oh, it really is. I have an organic mattress. You know that from Gardner Mattress, which is a company in New England that's been around for maybe 100 years or something.
Oh,
and my daughter
has
one, and we have
that's
one.
So
and
great.
It's
yep, I'm
not
good.
Only is it so comfortable. I mean, you don't have to worry about all the chemicals. They make them in their factories right here in New England, and they're just the best. I love them.
Yeah. Well, that'll segue me into the mattress, actually, because I want to talk about that. So most mattresses are made from petroleum-derived polyurethane foam. That's literally what we're sleeping on, is petroleum. So we want, and again, we can talk about the covers that could have pesticides, but really the problem with most mattresses is the flame retardants. So back in 2007, legislation said all mattresses made in the U.S. have to pass a blowtorch, so a two-foot-wide blowtorch, and this was, you know, because of the tobacco industry, basically, that this legislation went into place and in case of fires. But they used to use really, really toxic ingredients called brominated flame chemicals that are linked to developmental delays in children, attention issues, motor coordination, and also thyroid issues. So these chemicals are still found in older mattresses, but they started replacing them with other chemicals like boric acid and antimony to meet this flame retardant legislation. So you know the tag on the mattress that says, yes, this mattress met the legislation. You're safe. You know, you think you're safe when you read that tag. But in fact, we don't know by reading that what chemicals they've used in the mattress to meet that law. And they don't actually have to tell you. So the only really way to get around that is to buy an organic mattress. So you want to, there's no such thing as an actual organic mattress, but companies that advertise themselves as such are using organic materials and typically natural latex for the actual foam. So if you like a memory foam, we love Essentia. Essentia makes the world's only natural memory foam mattress, and it's literally the most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on. And they use a material called Kevlar instead of chemicals to meet the flame retardant. And then you'll find wool in some other organic mattresses. Wool is a natural flame retardant, so they can also use that as well. Now, you will pay a little bit more for these mattresses, as you know, Lisa, but this is your health, and you're spending one-third of your life on this mattress.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you said that, because we either pay now or we pay later, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, people
eating good food and, yeah, all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
And especially crib mattresses, too, so very important.
It actually really is. And also, too, number four, get turned off, okay? So by what I mean is electromagnetic fields emitted by our cell phones and our wireless gadgets all next to our bed, they're interfering with our restful sleep and particularly our intercellular communication. So they're literally causing oxidative stress to our cells. And so it's important to remove all Wi-Fi devices from your bedroom and turn them off at night. Or if you have to have your cell phone on, put it on airplane mode just to make sure the wireless feature is off, because this is disrupting our sleep.
Very important. You don't want anything by the head of your bed or really in that room. Like I said, it's about creating a sleep sanctuary. So think about that. You know, you don't want clutter. Clutter creates dust. And we talked about dust before. Dust is a big issue in the home. Most people have a major dust mite problem. But of course, in your bed, Ohio State University did a study and found a typical mattress can have 100,000 to 10 million dust mites inside. And you probably heard this and wondered if it was a myth, but 10% of the weight of your mattress and pillow can actually be composed of dead dust mites and their droppings.
No.
So we don't want to be sleeping on that. This is a problem if you have dust mite allergies. So, you know, look for organic pillows. Kapok is a really great pillow alternative. It's literally made from a tree, as a lot of these materials are. And EarthSake is a great company that has a lot of options with natural latex, organic cotton, wool, and the list goes on, in K-Pack. So these are really good. And, you know, you can actually wash your sheets in 130 degree Fahrenheit once a week, and that will help kill the dust mites.
The time goes by so quick. I've said this every semester. I'm like, okay, enough already. Stop saying that. We know. I just can't help myself because I feel like we just started. If you want to learn more about Ron and Lisa, go to at Ron and Lisa. You can also go to their website. It's ronandlisa.com. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Like us on Facebook and just stay well. Get an organic mattress. Your health is so important, and you're going to either pay now or pay later. Stay well. Thanks for listening.